Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin. Health requires two things, okay? Health requires two things. Number one, routines. And number two, recalibrations, okay? Let's talk about that. Health requires two things, routines and recalibrations. So routine, or we could call it a habit, or what I like to call in our high performance research, we talk about the phrase of a deliberate practice or a deliberate habit. I personally deeply believe that people who want to be healthy, who think their habits are going to carry them over the line, don't know how life actually works, right? We've all fallen in love with these simple gimmicky habits that we're supposed to do and the way of thinking about habits. That's not how it works when you grow. Growth requires deliberate habits, not automated habits that just happen. They're so easy and all of a sudden. No, deliberate habits. Okay, I'm going to do this today. I'm going to implement this thing. I'm going to choose to do that as a routine, as a practice, as a deliberate habit that I have to like conscientiously decide to go to, even if it's hard. Routines, you know, those might be eating well, working out well, sleeping well, finding out what works for you, which we'll talk about in a moment. But here's the deal. If you don't know your routines, if you don't have patterns, practices, or plans for your health, how are you supposed to ever feel your best or even feel better? You gotta have a plan in place. One of my favorite things to do is when I work with a client, and some of you know when I work with like one-on-one with a client, it's a big deal. I rarely do that anymore. You're talking about like seven-figure levels of work. Very rare that I'll do that with. But one of my favorite things to do with an actual paying client is ask them to take a picture for me of their list of health habits. And you know what they usually say? Oh gosh, Brendan, I don't have one. I go, nowhere written down in your house is a list of your health habits or your health goals. It's not written down? Well, no. Did you ever journal about it? Well, yeah, I guess one time, you know, on New Year's 4 years ago. They don't even, it's not even written, there's no plan. They'll tell you, I'll ask what your health, well, you know, I like this routine, or, you know, I like kale. They'll tell you something. You know, I had to drop a kale joke up in here. They'll be like, they'll have an idea. They'll have a list of things that they'll pontificate on that works for them once in a while. It's nowhere written down. You know, I love my friends when for the first time they go to run a marathon, and often they'll get a coach, or they'll start reading books on it, or you know, they'll look something up on the internet and realize, oh, to run a marathon, there's a plan. And listen, if you just go in and try to run a marathon yourself, I guess a small percentage of the planet could figure it out and actually pull it off. The rest of us humans, we follow a plan. That plan is starting small, getting a little bit better, focusing on these things, running a little bit longer and a little bit longer and a little bit better, and all of a sudden you ran a marathon. It's an incremental approach, but guess what? There's a plan. No plan, no gains. No plan, no change. No goals, no growth. And so if you want health to be something important in your life, where's the list? Where's the plan? Even if it's simple. We need the routine, we need the plan, we need the goals. Write it down, do it today, put it in your journal in Growth Day. Go make a plan in Growth Day. I'm gonna start doing these things. Put it in there. Set reminders in Growth Day. Literally, you can pop up, you can write your reminders in Growth Day. Drink water, have it pop up a couple times a day as a notification. You know,
eat healthy tonight. Have it pop up as a reminder. You can set up reminders in Growth Day, if you didn't know, which are a hugely popular thing for people's health. We need a plan. We need a routine. We need those goals.
Hey, it's Brendan jumping back in here again. Are you looking to go to the next level in your life right now? The next level of joy, abundance, success? Then you already know that you need to journal about your lessons learned in your life. You got to track your moods and your habits. You have to learn from the best personal development coaches and teachers in the world. And you got to stay inspired and accountable so that you can be more focused, disciplined, joyous, and keep growing. That's what the Growth Day app is going to help you to do, my friend. It's the world's first all-in-one personal development app. It has all of the tools you need, all the coaching and the community that you need to level up, to progress every week, to track your breakthroughs, and to keep growing in every area of your life consistently over the long term. So go start your transformation right now at growthday.com, or just download the Growth Day app on your phone right now. Every day, you can keep improving. Every day, we are here for you, and every day is truly a great day to grow together. So let's make self-improvement a way of life. Let's make that self-improvement stick. Go to growthday.com right now.
Also, I said it requires routines and it requires recalibration, because guess what? You're gonna fall off the wagon. You're gonna have a suck day. You're going to be unmotivated. You're going to eat that pizza. You're going to do something that you know you shouldn't do because your current mood or the choice of passion or joy or spontaneity or the thing that you like is there. And the most important thing in health isn't just knowing what to do or having that plan. It's recalibrating when you fall off. You know, in the mental health space and the personal coaching space, we both use the same term for this. It's called resilience. It's okay, challenge, problem, something didn't go the way I'd planned. Can I find my strength again, find my focus again, and keep progressing? Today, we're just gonna call that health recalibrations. Recalibrations. Okay, so what, you didn't work out yesterday and you planned to? Do it today. Okay, you ate the terrible food. Make the better choice for the next four meals. It's what people do is instead, they made a bad choice. They did something bad. Self-hatred increased. And so they stop. They stop trying. You know you're down on yourself when you stop trying. You know you're down on yourself when you don't recalibrate after a fail. You know you're down on yourself when something doesn't go right, you fail, you feel bad about yourself, and you stop. The idea that we talk about here in Growth Day all the time, it's just making self-improvement a way of life. Tomorrow, improve, get better, try again. Okay, you had a huge outburst. Guess what? I have a huge outburst. Do I keep outbursting for hours and hours and hours? No, huge outburst. Whoa, that was off. Let me go recalibrate over here. Let me go on a walk. Let me bounce in place, take 10 deep breaths. Let me lay on the floor, do a release meditation. Let me stand back up, write out my intentions, and go. I don't get down on myself or angry about myself. What I do is go, well, that's not what I wanted. That wasn't my intention. That wasn't good. Okay, recalibrate. So I reset my body, I reset my mind, I reset my intentions, and I go, you got it? That's recalibrating. You don't stop and beat yourself up. You go, okay, let me recalibrate. Reset, right? That is so important. The reset, or what I'm calling a recalibration, is everything. And here's what happens. The longer between incident and recalibration, the worse your health, right? People say, well, I missed 3 weeks of working out. Screw it. Guess it doesn't matter. No recalibration. So now those 3 weeks turn into six, turn into nine, turn into years. But if instead of getting down to yourself or stopping, you said, okay, I missed it for 3 weeks in a row. Let me reset. What do I really want here? How can I do better? Let me try again. It's just keep going. I know that's so simplistic, but we have to keep progressing. If we stop, not only do we stop the forward momentum, we decrease our self-esteem. Our self-respect goes down because we know we should be doing something for ourselves, but we don't. And so this is really important to understand and hear. Recalibrate, and make it fast. Like, resiliency doesn't take 5 years. You know what? Recalibrations can happen in moments. You maybe had a bad morning, but you're here. You're working on yourself. You're here on growth day saying, you know what? I just sometimes the instruction, the positivity, the perspective even, or just the reminders, it's helpful. Every time I listen to a growth day teacher, I feel better. Not because everything changed in an instant, because it resets me to, right, okay, good mindset, good habits, I can do that, here I go. So it's just a recalibration. It's a recalibration. I can't tell you how many bad days I have, or bad hours, I should say, emotionally that I have, that I choose by the end of the day to recalibrate. Okay, I had a terrible morning. Whew, let me go for a walk. Let me get a bunch of water. Let me get some food in my stomach so I'm not hangry. Let me come back, do a 10-minute release meditation, some 7 or 8 vinyasa flows on the floor, get back up, look at my goals on the wall, write out my intentions, make my action plan, and get 2 things done. End of day, I feel better. You follow? I'm not perfect, and neither are you. But we are perfecting ourselves. We are in motion of progress when we recalibrate more quickly. So have it in mind. Okay, bad morning, recalibrate. Bad hour, recalibrate. Bad conflict, recalibrate. Missed the workout, recalibrate. Ate the bad thing, recalibrate. I hope that serves you.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with 3 of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day, because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review, because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think, and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple of years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post, I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.